right now, we have awesome prophetic words for 2018 from Chuck Pierce talking about, you know, the first fruits, a new movement. God is watching your lives. Think about this, coming out of captivity, the gates. We're literally entering a place called the gate and war angels. What's this about right now on VFN TV?
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me, of course, is John Ramos. Is this not exciting prophetic words?
Very exciting. We're getting to hear the word of the Lord for 2018.
Introduce this first prophetic word. Listen, we want to hear from you, too, by the way. You know, we're telling you what this word means to us, but we want to hear what this word means to you. John.
This is exciting because Chuck Pierce begins to talk about we'll leave what 2018 actually means. You know, we followed in the United States 2018 calendar, of course, Hebrew calendars 5, 7, 8, and he does an amazing job of connecting what these both, by the numbers, what these years mean. Watch this.
All three of the prophets that are here today are personal friends, but I really appreciate the gift that Chuck Pierce has brought to the body. One of the things you have revealed to us is the understanding from ancient Israel of understanding how to have access to God, how to worship God, even the year that we're in now, 2018. Those numbers have meaning in Hebrew and in English. Unpack it for us.
Now, Sid, the real issue came when the Lord visited me when I was 18. And when he visited me and revealed himself as the God of Israel. It was in 1972, and from then on, he unveiled his word from being who he is to me. Now, with that, I've always looked from a Hebraic perspective. And what he did, my family had gotten messed up in their provision, and I think I shared that the last time I was here. And the inheritance that I had, now I was over it as the firstborn. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I can restore what you've lost. But what he said, you're going to have to understand first fruits. He spoke to me out of Proverbs 3. So my whole life has been going back to understand the firstborn, to understand the first power of first fruits, the celebration the Lord has for us every month, to go from blessing to blessing to blessing to blessing overtakes you. Now, I think that's what I heard Hank say. We are coming into a place this year where it will be a now moment for us. A now moment where you'll hit a moment in your life and all of a sudden a blessing overtakes you. And that comes because we have returned to God's order. That's what this year is about. Eights are always linked with new beginning and first. They're linked with the prototype. Seven, you're completing. Eight, you're beginning. This year is like a new beginning for all of us.
Now, it's 2018 on our calendar here. And what is it on the Jewish calendar?
In the Jewish calendar, it's 5778. So you can see it a little different from a Jewish perspective, from a covenant perspective, because 70 is different than 10. See, whatever year you're in, whatever calendar you're in, you're in the 8th year. That means you're in this new beginning. Eight is also linked with gate. But in Hebrew, see, 10 means testimony. In Hebrew, it means you're coming out of captivity. 70 is linked with ayin, God watching you. The Lord is watching you come out of captivity into the testimony for your future this year. I speak that over America. I speak that over the nations. I say this year we're coming out of captivity and we're coming into a new prototype to move forward into the kingdom of God plan that he has this year.
I can so feel that, you know. Yeah. It was like no matter how hard you were working, you felt like this, you were moving through sludge. You're moving through a thick cloud of difficulty and a lot of contention in the atmosphere. And
kind of felt like that for the last 7-8 years.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And just kind of pushing through. And you can see this, because you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, and that this new beginning, this birthing in this whole new area, going through this gate, is exciting. Yeah. And I can kind of feel it as I was coming. You can just feel that.
Sure.
You know, I know some of you right now, you know, you're feeling that. You've been under this great oppression. You've been feeling it, you know, and what happens if you've been under for a while, you're thinking, it's just never going to be any relief. It's not going to ever change. Well, the Lord's saying, not only is it going to change, it is changing. But we want to hear from you. We want you to take a moment and communicate with us. You know, comment and let us know. We'll talk back to you. We want to hear what you have to say. Email us or just right below. Just give us a comment. Have you been under that kind of heaviness and stuff? Does this word bearing witness with you? And just kind of tell us a little bit about it. You know, maybe we might not have the answer, but someone in our community,
absolutely,
you know, will have the answer there, because this is exciting. We have to receive the word of the prophet to get the prophet's reward. And so I want you to just receive that. I mean, let us know what it means to you to be able to set free. And this next word too, you know, talking about, you know, Chuck Pierce, about the gates of the city, right?
Divine angels, visitations, yeah, around the gates. And so God's helping us to walk through this open door and to experience life.
And when he opens the door, and this, of course, is the year of the open door.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about that very specifically. But you got to walk through it, you know, and it's so important. So I want to encourage you, if we're hearing this, you know, think about, you know, okay, I'm going to hear the word, but I got to put action to this.
That's so important. Yeah. Not only put action, but you have to be in God's order. What God is saying over 2018 is so exciting, yeah, and so awesome and filled with blessings overtaking you.
Right.
But they're overtaking those who are walking with God. So you want to say 2018, I want to be in alignment with God and what he's doing in his order.
And that order is very specific. He talks about in Ephesians chapter 4, there's a place that we're positioned within the family of God. Let's go to the word. This is Chuck Pierce.
When I looked at the fact that we're in 2018, I think the Hebrew word for 18 is chai. Like you've seen the toast, l'chaim, to life. That's what chai means, life. And I believe that God is going to blanket Israel and all these nations of the world, especially the Muslim nations, with new life, with a God they can know, not a God a million miles away that was irrelevant to me as an Orthodox Jew, but a God you can know who cares for you, that's personal, that you can hear his voice. Such a deal. Only a Jewish God could do that.
Now, here's the way to look at it. Here's how you look at it, because eight, the word that you just spoke, is linked with gate. It means he's at the gate to open it up so you go in for the ultimate experience of what has been promised, life. And so this year, I see that we've been up to this gate many times. But this year's different because God is watching how we go through the gate. Now, the number 70, see, Hebrew is a whole language. The number 70 is iron also. It means angels at the gate. So we have to understand that this year is a year of divine visitation. It's a year of divine help for us. Because, see, every Christian should understand they need Holy Spirit. They have to have Holy Spirit to help them, the helper. Jesus, Yeshua, is at the right hand of the Father. Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead helping us. Now, they have to have the body of Christ. That's why the Lord says, forsake not the assembling of yourself. You've got to know your ecclesia.
This is so important, you know, and it's encouraging, isn't it? When you think about, you know, God's watching us. And the thing is that you do what you believe.
Yeah.
If you believe that the chair is holding you, you sit in it.
That's right.
You know, if you believe that they're going to pay you at the workplace, you show up again. If you believe that you're going to, you know, she's going to say yes, you ask her to marry you, type thing. And if you believe that, that God's opening the gates, you're walking through it. And he's watching us walk through it. And I believe there's some, you're watching right now and you're thinking like, man, that makes sense to me, but what do I walk through? There's order. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But listen, we want to hear from you. If, what's been in front of you? What walls have been in front of you? God's putting a gate there to be able to walk through it in divine order, you know, having, being rightly related in the divine order of God. But comment, you know, communicate to us, let us know, and if we will answer you, or you know, somebody in the community. We love our community. We'd love for you to be able to share. Just do that below it in the comments area, and we will actually communicate back to you, and somebody in our community will. John?
Join us when we get right back from this break, because Chuck's going to be talking about unlocking the kingdom and building the church. It's a new structure that God's doing, and you got to be ready for the shift. You don't want to miss it.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube. Welcome back. This is Chuck Pierce. It's exciting. He's on Sid Roth, and he's speaking these prophetic words. John, set this word up.
This is amazing, because Chuck gets ready to talk about this visitation that he had with a war angel. Only twice in Chuck's ministry has he been visited by an angel, and he's specific. This is an angel of war.
War angel.
Yes.
You haven't had a chance to release this much.
No, I've been going so much this year, and I've not really been able to discuss, but I will summarize it this way. This year is about gates, doors, angels, and war. So if you'll think like that, and I mean personally in your life, don't be afraid of the word war. It just means conflict to break through. Conflict to enter into rest. Now, what happened was I awakened from a dream, and there stood an angelic being. Now, that has only happened to me two other times in my entire life. So this isn't something very usual for me. And this angel was peering out, and it was almost like all of a sudden we were in a different place. And I could see what the angel was seeing. Hank said something. This is a year of truly understanding the Lord's Prayer. Atmosphere. Our Father who art in heaven, may your will be done in earth. Earth environment. This angel, some way or another, there was a divine alignment. This angel was peering out, and the angel turned and looked at me with red eyes, fiery red eyes. And instead of falling down and being afraid, I think I knew the word well enough that they always tell you to get back up. So, and don't be afraid.
Okay.
So I said, who are you? He said, I am the angel of war for God's covenant harvest plan. And all of a sudden, I could see what he saw. And I could see nations. Now, I want to say this. I believe, and I'll go with what you and Hank were saying, I believe because Donald Trump in America, our president, decreed that Jerusalem would be the capital of America, capital of Israel. All of a sudden, America and the nations took a huge shift. Something happened worldwide in the spirit when he made that decree. No president before has ever been bold enough to do it. I'm not even sure if he knew what he was doing, he would have done it.
Candidly, I was shocked that he did that, and I was as pleased as could be, because I also know what was released on America by him making that decision. That was a godly decision.
Now think about it. Think about it. That was a first. Mm-hmm. It had to come this year for us to move in to the remainder of the season we're in. This angel, I believe, came just like this. The angel came in the book of Joshua when all of a sudden the Lord had promised him 40 years prior the angel would come. The angel didn't even have to come until they got across into the promised land. Then the angel showed up just like the Lord said he would. At Passover time, and they crossed in. I believe this angel, I believe that opened up a portal between earth and heaven. This angel came, and all of a sudden, he was peering out at the nations for harvest. Now, I've shared before, and I've written in two or three books, about how America had 21 states in covenant with the Lord, and I could see those states beginning to light up, as Hank was saying, with the glory of God. Just like you've been praying, I could begin to see them come alive. I could see other states making the shift. I could see dark spots, and I could see other, and I know it was other angelic hosts, sees the Lord of hosts, being sent to nations. Nations have angels. And I could see out, and I could see what nations were beginning to come alive for harvest.
You know, when I have you back a little later, I want you to talk about that. But you told me on the phone when I talked to you in Korea that it was a battle over covenant.
Totally.
What was the issue?
The real issue is who will nationwide begin to come into God's order of covenant. Now, that's where the great conflict's going to come this year. Remember, only Czechoslovakia followed us.
You're talking about in reference to Israel.
You can't be in covenant without knowing the God of Israel. You can't be in covenant. You can't come into covenant. That's how God sorts the nations. This year starts a sorting year. And this angel said, I'm activating 2 years of preparation for my people, for God's people. And I believe that's why he sent.
What about the countries that will not side with Israel? What does God show
them? They'll have a mixture. Just like I could see a portion of Iran, like Hank said, coming alive. Mm-hmm. They're going to have revival. But what happens if this glory doesn't invade the government on earth to reflect God's aligned heart? They're not going to eventually darken and chaos will begin to break out. It'll be just like you read biblically. They'll turn their heart against God's covenant plan. It's not just Israel, it's against God. And so what I felt like I saw for 18 was this. This is a sorting out year, nation by nation by nation. It's going to be tumultuous at times.
This is so important. You know, some people are intimidated by confrontation, and the reality is blessed are the peacemakers. But a peacemaker is like your police officer. There's peace in your community because there's a police officer that deals with the elements that are causing conflict. The Lord showed me very specifically, the Lord showed Sharon Holderbaum specifically, you know, talking about there's different hub states and, you know, and people have been called to establish different apostolic hubs, if you would. We have the VFN Dream Center. You have, Church of His Presence. You have, you know, Chuck Pierce's Hope of Zion, I believe it is.
In Corinth, Texas.
This is all over the place. But understand there's hub states too. Texas is a hub state. But the Lord showed Sharon Holderbaum the southeastern part of the United States, and it was like a cloud coverage, and the cloud began to clear up. And there was each of the southeastern parts of the United States were outlined in gold. Mm. So I'm really believing, as I'm hearing that even the southeastern part of the United States, and it's all over the place, but I know, just so if you're listening to this in that particular viewing area, but also, you know, fight. We fought for ours. We just fought nonstop during darkness when it was all cloudy and said, you know, Lord, we want to be a hub state. We want to be a hub country. And, you know, God's mercy, he just shifted. But I want to ask this question to you. You know, before we go to break right here, this question is, you know, how about you? Are you ready to be that person that moves into that apostolic move, that understanding that these war angels are coming? You're going to stand up and support our president and support, I mean, even if he's a Cyrus, you know, that's a person set in place to be able to deal with all these adversarial things. Remember, we as Christians were being beheaded and killed around the world, but now the Lord put this particular person in office. Things have shifted everywhere, and the church is being protected. Israel's being protected, and the Creator of the universe, God, is seeing this. This is what I want to hear. I want to hear from you. You know, let us know. Comment, communicate with us, email us. You know, right below. Let us know. Say, you know, what specifically are you seeing? Like, wow, I can see this confrontation taking place. And yeah, I'm going to stand up. And we hear people talk about make America great again and all these different things. But the truth is, make the world great again. You know, make Israel align with the greatness of Israel and what God is doing right there. But let us know. Communicate with us and let us know. John?
This is so exciting. When we get back, we're going to continue to talk about the sorting of nations. President Trump said Jerusalem was the capital of Israel, and this is a tumultuous year. Don't get sidetracked. Join us when we get back, because we're going to share some keys for you to be faithful in this year.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back. I just want to tell you before we go back in this conversation, this prophetic conversation, if you haven't yet gone to VFNKB.com, you can see it on your screen. You got to go there to find out what God is doing. I mean, all these prophetic words line up with what God is even having, you know, you, part of our community, and us doing in the world. It's exciting, you know, what God is doing there, isn't it?
Very exciting. Listen, one of the things that stuck out to me, speaking about Chuck Pierce's word and the word for 2018, was the angel that he saw. He asked him, you know, who are you? He said, I'm the angel of war for God's covenant harvest plan. We can't forget the harvest is here. It's ripe. And harvest comes with a battle. It's a battle for souls.
Yeah, so the angel would be like saying, let God's people go. Or we would be saying, let God's people go, and then the angel will do warfare on behalf of the kingdom because we agree with heaven.
Right.
When heaven comes down is when we decide to agree with what God is saying.
Yeah.
And God's saying there's going to be like a billion plus soul harvest, a billion soul plus harvest. And it's happening. I mean, China is amazing. You know, for all those that are watching us in China, we're excited about you and the church and in India, what's taking place. I mean, that's the largest part of the church of the world.
That's right.
But also in Iran, you know, we're pumped about Iran and the church is expanding and growing in Iran.
Yeah.
I believe that what's happening in Iran right now is because of you, because you pray, y'all stood and you just went after God and just powerful, powerful things. Yes.
This is so important about what he's saying about this being a tumultuous year to give us perspective. A lot of times we see nations that are different things are happening so fast. We need to understand that God's in control of everything, the weather, the nations. He's doing something.
And in real life, get an agreement. Don't just go to sleep, but just get an agreement. When somebody says, I'm going to stand up for God, don't stay silent.
Yeah.
First, define what that means to them because you hear some wild things.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to, you know, stand up boldly for folks, with folks, find out what make sure there's vision for that movement. If
right.
not, it could be really rough. You know, some weird folks could pop up in there doing some strange things and hijack the truth. But also in regards to praying, you know, praying for the souls. You know, this is one thing we'll be talking about in the next few programs. We're losing so many prophetic words over you and the community and releasing them in the world. For what God is saying about this year. This is a year of breakthrough. Last year's year of breakthrough. This year's year of walking through the storm. But we're walking out of captivity. So what is it like all of a sudden when the walls are built, you know, Nehemiah's finished the walls and it's time to go back? What does it feel like leaving for the first time? What did it feel like for the Jews to finally be walking out?
Yeah.
And what came when the Jews were walking out of captivity was a wealth transfer.
Mm.
You know, we've been talking about that, but the Lord showed me, and we're coming to an end of the program here, but the Lord showed me that there's a wealth transfer coming. And also, you know, a great provision. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, others have seen it as well. But I want you to let us know, have you been struggling, you know, financially, and you want to get an agreement with this breakthrough? I'm telling you, when justice comes down, when the enemy's dealt with, that's when great provision comes. And I want you to go to VFNTV.com and look for the torch post about gold rain, because that's what God's going to do. But let us know, comment below and let us know your thoughts and your feelings towards that. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for our community, God. I thank you how you're blessing them. I pray encouragement over each and every one right now, Father God, where they've been struggling, where they needed a breakthrough. I just speak breakthrough over them, God. I speak courage to be able to walk through the gate, God. I speak the ability to see in the heavenlies, God, dreams and visions, Father God. Lord, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We're family. Did you know that God has called us to be family? We're called to be the family of God. It's Father God. It's not like King God. It's Father God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is our elder brother. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior, but he's the firstborn. He's the head of the church. He's our elder brother. We are not, we're heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus. We're joint heirs with Jesus.
That's right.
We're family. We're sisters and brothers. That's why we're supposed to love each other. The family of God. I remember Jesus was sitting around with his disciples in a house, by the way, and he's teaching them about the things of God. Ooh. And his biological mother, Mary, and brother comes to the house, and they're knocking on the outside of the door, and they said, and of course they're talking to each other, Mary and her son's talking, and says, oh my goodness, Jesus has lost his mind. They really thought, Jesus has lost his mind.
That's right.
They lost his mind, and he hasn't eaten. He's been a long time since he's eaten. We need to go rescue him. We need to rescue him from his ministry because he's lost his mind. Don't you know this is supposed to happen in a temple, not in a house? And this goes on. And then Jesus, of all the things he said, this is very important. Of all the things he said, he said, you know, somebody comes out and said, yo, your mom was outside. You know? And yo, sir. No, yo, your mom's outside. And so Jesus stops and he pauses. He looks at the disciples and he's talking to them. He says, listen, let me tell you who the family of God is. Mm. Let me tell you who my mother and my brother is. Those who do the will of my Father. Yes. Oh, more than anything, you want your biological family to follow God. But the truth is, you have no control over them. You tell them the truth and you honor their decision. Listen, the true family of God is those who follow his teachings, that have a desire to follow Jesus. See, the church is a family. Get into your, right now where you're at, in your fellowship. Say, listen, we need to start being family.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just still relate to you like sand, like organizations, like an orphanage, you know, just get your food, sit down, shut up, don't know nobody. Listen, find a fellowship that functions as family. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Maybe there's a church in your area. Maybe God has planted in your heart. So, you know what? I want to begin this in my own city. Check it out. VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.